Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Omicron, O-M-I-C-R-O-N. This is a variant of coronavirus which has been declared as a variant of concern by the WHO a couple of days back. And it's predominant in Europe, in parts of Africa, in Southeast Asia. And it was first reported in Johannesburg, South Africa. As of today, no active cases reported in India. I thought let's just speak to a doctor and get more clarity on Omicron. Good morning. I'm Disha Oberoi, Super Hits 93.5 Red FM per Shokana, morning number one. It's about 25 past eight, and on call with me is Dr. Mishra, consultant infectious diseases at the Manipal Hospitals. Welcome to the show, Doc.
Thank you so much for inviting me here.
Dr. Mishra, we have a lot of questions about Omicron. This word has had a lot of people in a tizzy. We've been getting forwards and messages and questions and queries. As a consultant for infectious diseases at Manipal Hospital, what can you tell us about this in layman's language for our listeners to understand simply?
First of all, thank you again for inviting me to this program. Yes, we all know that this new variant by name Omicron has recently been detected in South Africa. First time it was reported by South Africa on 24th of November. Why they raised the concern about this one is because this particular virus was spreading quite fast. And the number of cases that they found to be detected were rapidly, there was a steep increase in number of cases in that area. Then they tried to sequence it. And when they sequenced it, they found quite a good number of new mutations in this particular virus. So that's when they informed WHO, and WHO said that this should be a variant of concern. WHO also accepted it as a variant of concern, and on 26th, I think, confirmed it as a variant of concern. Now, what it means to us,
yes,
as you know, general public, that is more important.
And general public in this part of the world, Dr. Mishra, because
yes, that
people...
that is probably more important.
Yes, please.
Yes. For us, I think it is one of the viruses just like COVID, but we still don't know the clinical picture associated. So far, whatever, they have seen, there has not been any increase in mortality in that area, although there has been increase in the detection of number of cases.
Okay.
This is not only in South Africa they have reported it. They have reported it in Hong Kong, Australia, Britain, Germany.
Europe and Africa, essentially, right, Doc?
Yes, yes. We might not confirm that it's not already there in our country. Maybe it's just a matter of time. I think there's nothing to panic. WHO has warned us against panic, but, you know, they want us to be very cautious and trust our mask again as we used to do. The measures which we were taking earlier, social distancing,
yeah,
or avoiding crowded places, still remains important, and they still probably will save us from the disease per se. If anybody is there who is still not vaccinated, it's a humble request. I think they should definitely get vaccinated.
Pretty straight up there, Dr. Mishra. Thank you so much for your time and for answering these questions around Omicron. And let's hope we don't have too many of those cases sprouting in India in the coming weeks.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Have a great day. That was Dr. Neha Mishra, consultant of infectious diseases at Manipal Hospital, Old Airport Road. She says, listen, we don't know if it's there in India or not. No official cases, but ye do teen hafte baad dikhai dega. To tab tak aur uske baad bhi mask pehno, sanitize karo, ek dusre se thodi duri manaye rakho, aur Red FM bajate raho.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM bajate raho.